All right, here we are the day after the Derek Chauvin verdict, guilty on all three charges. We want to talk to you, our audience. Please call us and let us know how you feel. 877-29-STEVE. Let's go, Steve. Karen is her name, Steve.
Hey, Karen.
Hi. This is Karen from Philly. So glad to be on the show. I love you guys. You are just one of the best radio shows ever. I love you guys. I am so relieved but yet so appalled about this decision and this verdict. I'm thankful that they convicted him on all three charges, that we at least are on a path, hopefully it's a path to some justice for our brown and black men and women, that we can get some justice. And like you said, Steve, to the previous caller, that the police officers will now think twice, that you will be held accountable. There's more of a possibility for you to be held accountable for your actions when it comes to just doing your job. Just do your job right. Don't add the extra.
Yeah.
Don't kill someone on your job for no reason.
Right.
For no reason. You know, defense did everything about, oh well, don't count the 9.29 9 minutes and 29 seconds without including the 16 minutes prior to. No, even into that, y'all still use excessive force. Y'all pulled him out the car. He's 6 feet and something. You trying to put him in a space, look like a cat could fit in. And you, who wouldn't be claustrophobic? I'm 5'1".
Well,
I'd be claustrophobic.
Well, you know, the 16 minutes before, I saw some of that footage. And I don't know what happened in the 16 minutes that deserved this man to die.
No right. resistance. There was no resistance.
I didn't see nothing in the 16 minutes prior that says, you know what? He should die. I didn't even think for a moment he could die.
Right.
Exactly.
It wasn't in the forefront that he's gonna die from this.
Wow, that's an amazing thing.
They made more of it, worried about his past. His past ain't had nothing to do with that situation at hand.
Yeah, because Chauvin
whatever
had
he did before had nothing to do with that.
There are men in prison who are locked up for murder. You can't go in there, throw one of them on the ground, and put your knee in their neck and kill them.
Right.
That's really not what we're supposed to be. But once again, what Martin Luther King said is, black folks just waiting on America to be what they say they is on paper. That's all this really is. And we got some justice here, but I'm looking at 400 years.
Right.
Yeah.
I finally see a cuff. Man, I'm just now seeing cops get cuffs put on them.
Yeah.
And I've been here 64.
Right.
We're still going through this, and this is just one video on
our side. Let's hope that we can continue the progress to continue to do things a little bit better, and that my 27-year-old twin boys will have an opportunity that they can drive down the street. My 29-year-old daughter can drive down the street, and if she's pulled over, if they pulled over for a reason, it's going to be okay. This is the situation. Here's your summons, and you know, come to court, and not you got plans for different. You know, I was happy for a second, but I had to think about my children still got the ride in the retaliation of this. They're not happy.
Facts.
They're not going to be happy.
Because I'm going to tell you something.
If you have the Kim Porters out there and the Chevrons out there that think, you know, we can do whatever we want to do, there's going to be some retaliation for this. Because now y'all got caught because y'all wanted to say taser, taser, taser when the video says you had the gun. See, before you could say taser, and we wouldn't know. We only could go by what you said, what we might have heard, but we didn't have any video to back up your lie. Now we got a video to back up your lie. Now what?
All right, Karen.
You just got to keep moving. Thank you.
We appreciate your call. Thank you, Karen.
Great comments.
All right, yeah. Jay in Birmingham.
I can say in the voice, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All I can say in the voice of Ice Cube, it is a good day. I feel so much relief. I feel so much relief being a black man. It's just, I've been crying. It's just, wow. It's just so much relief, you know, seeing, like Uncle Steve said a few minutes ago, I've never seen a cop go to jail. And seeing he going to jail for a crime he committed, it's just so much relief.
Dog, unbelievable. You know, I was telling the crew here, I just, if they would have said not guilty, I don't know what I would have done.
I
would not have known what to do because, man, the other side of me is still alive. You know, I try not to be, look, God done changed me over the years, but I'm telling you, man,
thank you, Lord.
There's a piece of me that has the ability to surface. And I was really concerned because I was trying to think of, as a radio personality, what do I come on to say to my people who listen to me, who trust our voice in the morning, who tune in to listen to us for information, inspiration, and entertainment. In that vein of what people tune in, what would I say to them the morning after a not guilty verdict, when that other person that resides in me is saying, okay, all right, we tired of this now. I really don't know how I would have been this morning any other way, because I was struggling, because the black man in me is angry and been angry for a long time.
Yeah, you have a right to be.
You know, just been mad for a long time. Man, I'm older than everybody on this show. Listen to me. I've been pissed off a long time, and I've had to suck up a lot of stuff. I done bit a lot of stuff I didn't want to bite into, just so I could keep moving forward. I'm just grateful this was the verdict right here, and because, like you say, man, just as a black man, the relief that now we our life do matter to somebody.
Hey, man,
what do you think police officers are thinking now? Those that are still on the job.
He's talking to me, Uncle Steve.
Go ahead, Jay.
Now I feel as if they see that, hey, you just can't kill a black man to get a go-home free card. Now you see that when black people show up, they're going to show up and they're going to get what they want. You know?
Right. You know what? I think that it's going to cause a moment of pause. I think because now, and I do so much appreciate all the blacks who fought for our freedoms since we first landed here. The Nat Turners, the Frederick Douglasses, the Harriet Tubmans, the Sojourner Truths, all the way up through the years, man, fighting for us to get there. And then the protests, the Rosa Parks, Martin M, all the Civil Rights Act, and the Black Lives Matter movement when it started before. But now, for the first time, the Black Lives Matter movement had some help.
Coming up next, national news right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.